Las Rubias del Norte, which translates in English to the Blondes of the North. In music, Las Rubias del Norte translates to a Brooklyn-based band best known for serenading New York audiences with rearranged versions of Latin popular standards. We're listening to them now. Their new recording is an eclectic mix of reinterpreted cha-chas, cumbias, boleros, a smattering of European classical music, and even cowboy songs. This is called Amarosa Guajira. Las Rubias del Norte join us in Studio 4A. Their latest CD is called Panamericana. At the microphone are Alyssa Lam, Emily Hurst, and Olivier Conan. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Let's start with this name, Las Rubias del Norte, which means Blondes of the North. I can tell right away that there aren't any blondes here. Where did the name come from, Alyssa?
Well, I actually am blonde in real life. I've been dyeing my hair for several years, and basically when we started the band, we felt a little wary about whether it was okay for us to do this since we weren't from South America, and we loved Los Tigres del Norte, and so we thought it'd be sort of a little joke and a way of acknowledging that we're not authentic, you know, but we like to do the music. But I am blonde.
How traditional is the instrumentation? The instrument you play, Olivier, that's a Venezuelan instrument that looks like a sort of extra deep ukulele.
Yeah, that's about right. It's called a cuatro, and it is pretty much the national instrument of Venezuela. It's also played in Colombia and in Trinidad.
Well, why don't you just strum it for a second so we can separate it out when we hear it. Right,
and then
of course the electric guitar. We know what that's, and you've got the gourd shakers and all those sorts of things are still, that's mm-hmm. traditional.
Well, it's traditional in certain cultures. I don't think this particular combo has come from one culture. It's as Pan American as the CD is, or as we are in a way. I mean, the cajon is typically used in Peru. The guira, which is the big grating instrument, is usually used in the Dominican Republic.
Could you just give us a moment of the guira.
The guira,
sure. Alyssa, I'm sorry to be ignorant about this, but what is the instrument you're playing that you blow into? It has a little keyboard on it.
Yeah.
It's green plastic, it looks like.
Yeah, they're not always green. This is a special one. But this is a melodica. It's like it has a piano keyboard, so if you play piano, you can do it. It's like the accordion. It has three reeds inside, one reed per key.
Could we hear the sound that it makes when you mm-hmm. when you play it? Let's listen to a song. This one is called Corazón, Corazón.
Sure. We love that one. One, two, one, two, three.
Thank you. Kelly and Alyssa, when you sing together, those very high, clear, pure soprano voices, it's just not what I expected to hear.
That's part of the reason we felt at the beginning, what are we doing singing this kind of music? We don't have the right kind of voices. But
exactly.
Then we sort of realized that maybe it could work.
You met as members of the New York Choral Society, this is right?
Yes, 200-person choir. And we decided we wanted to form a chamber choir. Our idea was to start by singing duets with each other and then expand. And then we just started singing this kind of music.
Looking at the record, though, this one and the one before it, some of that classical influence remains, I gather.
Mm-hmm. On the first record, we do an arrangement of the Confutatis from Mozart's Requiem, which actually we did sing together in the choir that we were singing in.
Can you do it for us now?
Yeah.
Confutatis?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Las Rubias del Norte is Alyssa Lamb, Emily Hurst, Olivier Conan, Giancarlo Vulcano, Taylor Bergren-Chrisman, Greg Stair, and Timothy Quigley. They joined us in Studio 4A. Their new release is called Panamericana. You can hear another live song from Las Rubias del Norte at our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.